right, here we go again, man. What year is this for you doing this, and how exciting is that?
This is the 33rd. It's pretty exciting. You know, this is year two for Andy, so and his crew. So we have a little more idea of what to expect, and you know, hopefully things will go a lot smoother.
What kind of pride does your crew take in knowing that you're kind of the beginning of football season?
Well, look, you can't do this job without having a lot of pride, because realistically, you know, none of us are becoming millionaires. You have to really love what you do. And, you know, that starts with me and my passion for this organization and what we do. And, you know, it's a small part of something really big that's really important to, you know, Kansas City. And so it's extremely fun to be a part of it.
What did you learn about Andrew? And I think it was a Redskins game. He came out and credited you for the win and the game ball because of his changing the cleats on the field.
The best way I can describe it, people ask me all the time, he truly gets it. He gets it from a standpoint that he's been there, done that. He's been a position coach. He knows the hours and the time and the commitment that we give. And so he spreads that around. And so we appreciate that. You know, we've been here, like myself, have been here for a long time. I think I've worked for 9 different head coaches, and, you know, each one of them has had their own pluses and minuses. And Andy's a guy that I can honestly say has probably been the easiest guy for me to work with.
And what are we moving today? What are we getting?
We take everything that you need as a coach or a player from the moment you get to training camp. And that's everything from football related to, you know, cleats, helmet, shoulder pads, knee pads, thigh pads, shoes, to toiletries, to towels, to, you know, we are a one-stop shop. And they expect us to have what they need. And if they don't, you better find out how to get it in a hurry.
On Allen Mortar?
Yeah, we take about 1,600 to 1,700 pairs of shoes. You have to have, you know, several different styles, several different conditions. We take about 1,000 towels. You know, you got to have towels. You got to have washcloths. We take, you know, about 400 footballs. So, I mean, it's some big numbers. I mean, in the 33 years, I reflected back last night. I was thinking about the move today. And, you know, in the early 80s, you know, we had 12 coaches. And today, you know, we have 22. And we have 90 players, and the detail that we go to for the individual players now versus back then. Back then we had helmet, shoulder pads, shoes, knee pads, thigh pads in a bag. Today we have, you know, tight fit tights. We have different colors. We have different style gloves for different conditions. The whole process has grown. When I first started here, you know, we had 2 full-time equipment managers. You know, there's 4 of us with an intern now. So not just our industry, but all of it. I think I dress 65 people on game day. And, you know, 20 years ago, that was 20. So the whole thing has changed, the popularity of it, all of it. And, you know, to have this many media people out for the moving of training camp shows you how popular it's become.
Do you get a lot of players that might have special requests, or can you share any special requests?
You know, I try not to do that, but yes. I mean, we individually pack every player's locker. It's something I started doing 20 years ago. I do it because I learned a long time ago, if you have a group of people do it or you let players get involved in doing it, that things are forgot and nobody seems to know where to lay the blame. So about 20 years ago, I decided that I was going to do every locker. And I learned, I have a little check sheet and know what each guy likes and what each guy doesn't. And that way I have no one to blame but myself. If something's forgotten, I can be mad at myself and not worry about anybody else.
But is there any special requests, interesting special requests?
Not really. I mean, I try to be a little detailed. We let them, you know, they have pictures in their lockers of their families and things like that. We try to take that to camp. You know, training camp's a grind. And so we try to make it as normal as possible. But, you know, there's guys that have superstitions and things like that. But I don't – that's not my place to kind of put them out there. It's up to them to do it.
5 years at St. Joseph going in, how do you like it up there?
I absolutely love it. I mean, it's – I obviously, you know, we were in River Falls at a special time of this organization. We were having success under Marty and all those things, and we have a tremendous relationship with River Falls, Wisconsin. But moving back here as an equipment manager, when we moved to go to River Falls, if you forgot something, you forgot it. You had to take everything. You know, we're an hour away. I can drive back here between practices. Your family can come and see you on a regular basis. And the university has just been awesome. The facilities are as good as any place in the country. It's been a tremendous asset to be able to be so close to home on a number of reasons. We're close to the airport, in proximity to Arrowhead, and just a lot of things that are way over the top.
Given the logistics here, how far in advance do you normally plan this move?
We literally start packing our training camp trunks the day after we get back. If you don't, you'll mess up. So we go back, what we take out of the camps, we write down very methodically, and then when we get back from camp, we pack them all. So immediately we start from the time we get back from camp. And then we take a break and do this, you know, have the season, play the games, and as soon as training camp, or as soon as the season's over, then we start then really preparing for training camp even more.
Still fun and exciting for you?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm a local kid. I'm from Independence. I went to William Chrisman High School. My family still lives in Sugar Creek. And so, for me, you know, I didn't ever have any aspirations of being the next GM or the next head coach. I wanted to be the next equipment manager. And I'm the fourth equipment manager in Chiefs history. And I take a lot of pride in that. And, you know, I've reached my goal. And so when you do that and you're comfortable with that, it's actually a lot of fun.
You work every single day from here on out, right, until the season's over, right?
Yeah. You know, it's something I've done since I was 17 years old. So I don't really know any better. And actually, I was telling my wife last night, you know, it's a lot like, and I don't want to compare it to the military and the commitment they give, but from a regimented routine, you get up, you have breakfast, you go to practice, you have lunch, you go to practice, you have dinner, you go to bed. Then you get back here, and obviously you don't go two a day, but it's a very regimented 7 days a week, 8 months out of the year. And I'm very comfortable. I want that. I want that routine. So when I get home for these 3 or 4 months, I was telling Andy the other day, because of the commitment that you give to football, you can't really have a you know, I don't play golf, I don't fish, I'm a Chiefs equipment manager. And that's okay, I'm very comfortable with that. But he's a lot the same way, you know. I mean, you don't really, you don't have time to become passionate about anything other than your job. But that's what makes it so special as well. So I just, like someday, you know, for us to win a Super Bowl. I was in San Francisco this past weekend for the Legends of Candlestick, the closing of Candlestick Park, and Joe Montana invited me out there as a guest, and to see the passion that city had towards those players and you know, the Super Bowls they've won, it really, I've never been jealous a whole lot, but I was really jealous of what they had, and you know, Kansas City deserves that and needs that. So I was jealous for the first time, but it was a neat thing to be a part of.
How much longer you want to do this?
As long as they'll let me. I wear my hat backwards and stuff to try to fool them how young I really am. But I would like to do it. You know, I've never even really thought that far into advance. To me, I'm still 25. And reality is I'm 49. But you know, it's one of those things that. You enjoy going to work every day. You really don't ever think about it in those terms. Or I don't.
Okay, guys. Thank you. Thanks, I appreciate it.